July 19, 1966. Front side of tape. Village of Porquinhos. Tonight I have been invited to record a dance in the plaza, which I will proceed to do, trying to get in all the forerunning aspects and take in as much of the dance as possible until it is over. This will be a regular evening dance. Indeed, I have gone out to the plaza. So far, there are very few people here, but there is Luis Craibo, and you can hear him calling out to summon people to come here. The Pedro Vicente already has the good rattle, and he is probably about to start rolling it very soon. Luis Craibo, there starts the good rattle.
Vamos a aquí, delante vamos todo duro. Un gran éxito.
Oh. Yeah. We got this. Thank you. Go, 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 go Oh, Yeah. say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The songs above were sung on July 19, 1966, in the village of Sardinia. They were recorded from the center of the plaza with Pedro Vicente at the gourd rattle. The recording was almost steady until the first interruption, during which time a regular evening dance was going on, except that nobody was dancing. Essentially, the singing was being done for me, though they had invited me to do the recording, and I was sitting so close to the line of women, just behind the sing leader, that this probably had discouraged male dancers. I was probably from 5 to 10 yards away from the sing leader, and maybe 20 yards to 25 yards away from the line of women. Indeed, after the first interruption, really it is the second interruption, but the first one was at very near the beginning, the style changed from a line of women singing songs in the regular evening dance style, with Pedro Vicente leading, to single women, that is, women one at a time, being called forward to sing alone in front of the dance leader. Capitão Vicente. Capitão Vicente would call, urge on between the recordings, asking for another woman for more recording, and some other woman would voluntarily step up to within about 5 yards of the sing dance leader and commence a song under the leadership of Pedro Vicente. There were some old women and some young women. One young girl did extremely well, Hubre. Another young girl did so badly that an old woman stepped up beside her and took her place, whereas the young girl went back to the line. This can probably be distinguished. In the very last performance, 4 women stepped up and sang all together. Various other sounds, like the whistle of a gourd, can be heard. 4 little holes in the gourd. It sounds like a flute. Besides the urging on of Capitão Vicente and some cheers from the youths in general assembled around. Indeed, it seemed to be great sport to make amusing comments between the songs and sometimes during the songs. After the 2 major performances, that is, in the middle at the place where the tape was turned off, and at the end, the entire performance was played back to them. They knew this would happen, and so many of the amusing comments were made to create a laugh out of the audience when the playing back was done. These people certainly do not lack a sense of humor. Indeed, in the dancing line, I counted at one time 18 women. There certainly could not have been more than 20 at any time. There were, however, other women sitting behind the dancing line, older women with children who were not singing. Some of the young women in the dancing line had children on their hips. On some other occasions, the line could have been a great deal longer. In that, the night was completely dark and without a moon. No great fires were lit to make up for this. The sufficient amount of light by starlight was enough to make the dance possible. A kerosene lamp was held so that I could see the various features and mechanisms of the machine. Instructions: there will be no further recording on this tape on either front side or back side, unless they do want me to record something else on the back side. This tape will not be used for notes. So I will skip here to the end of the tape before making any further announcement.